all you can do is support him and let him know, you know, we're here for you. And, you know, as long as we are breathing, you got a roof over your head. And you got food on the table, so don't worry about that. You know, there's more important things, and we got to make sure that you're taken care of.
There's another question I want to ask Jim, because of my own personal experience as well. We know that it also touches the other members of our family, specifically the wives. For the rest of America listening, and for the other Gold Star mothers and wives that would have gone through this, tell us a little bit about your experience of husband and wife carrying each other through this situation.
You know, my wife and I have been each other's crutch. You know, when one of us gets down, the other's there to lean on, to support. We have kept busy and kept involved. You know, we started up a nonprofit foundation to provide scholarships in honor of Jimmy, and that kept us busy. It's just the drive that we have to make sure that that foundation succeeds. It helps each of us push ourselves, not only ourselves but each other, and to lean on each other and to be there for each other.
Jim, could you tell us the exact name of the organization and contact information, and speak slowly so we can get it all?
Sure. The name of the foundation is Shaboom's Incorporated, and our website is www.shabooms.org, and all our contact information is there.
How do you spell Shaboom's, please?
Yes, it's Shaboom's.
Very good. And on that website, everybody can find all the other contact information, correct?
Yes, that's correct. And they'll also find a link to your website on there.
Very good. Much appreciated there. Jim, I want to come forward a little bit, and I want to ask you, what was the best part of this Memorial Day weekend for you?
Actually, the best part for me personally was probably being able to get up and give that speech today. Like I said, it was tough, it was hard, it was very emotional, but I think it's something that I needed. I got to tell not only my story, but Jim's story to a group of people who had no clue who I was or who my son was, but at the end of that speech, they knew who both of us were.
Very good. Two final questions before we close it out here, Jim. I have mentioned to you in the past about returning myself one day to Forward Operating Base Boris, and I've mentioned that if you would like to do that one day, is that something you would for sure want to do?
Absolutely.
And tell me and the rest listening why you would want to do that and why that would help you.
Well, I would love to go there just to see where my son died. To go and see that country and to see what he had to deal with on a daily basis. I've talked to several of the guys that served with him, and they have tried to explain to me to where I could get a picture in my mind, along with other visual pictures that were taken over there, to get an idea of where they were at, what they went through, and it's hard to fathom. And I've talked to a few of them within the last few months that, you know, I told them about what you were considering doing, and some of them have told me, up the opportunity. And some of them is quite frankly asking me if I'm nuts.
That's okay, Jim. I have, just a little sidebar here, I have gone ahead and admitted that I am nuts about 10 years ago, and it's been the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I understand that.
Jim, I want to close up here momentarily with something kind of on the light side. Tell me something that you would like everybody to remember about your son, Jim Jr. Very, very good, Jim. We're going to close here on this one, and I want to ask another question that's similar to the others. I would like you to remind the rest of America one final thing about what you've gone through and how you want us to all go forward from Jim Robinson Sr. That's all right, Jim. I think you've hit the nail right on the head, and I think we'll go ahead and close it right there. Thank you very much, Jim Sr., for speaking with me today. It's an honor to speak to you on Memorial Day. And I'll close it out here, but then I want you to stay on the line. This is Jim Sperry, May 28th, Memorial Day weekend, the final day of Memorial Day weekend, of speaking to Jim Robinson in Ohio via phone here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.